We're speaking with Angela Telfer, who's the director of Woods Edge Learning Center, which is part of the Kalamazoo Regional Educational Service Agency. Angela, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.
Your facility helps families and students who are working through developmental disabilities of various kinds. How has the pandemic impacted your ability to do that?
Well, it certainly has helped us learn new things in a very short period of time in order to best serve our families. I guess I would say that for our families, it's a little bit more challenging, given the challenges that their students have, to be able to learn at home. But our teachers have made deeper connections with families during this time and have understood what are their basic needs and really just readjusted the kinds of things we're helping students learn from a distance that would best meet the family's needs right now. And so in that way, because our instruction is pretty individualized, we can do that for families and do what is going to be most helpful to them.
For students in general education, this process has been, in many cases, quite challenging on a number of fronts. I would imagine that it's even more so for students with some kind of disability. So how is K-RESA helping them overcome those challenges?
Yeah, I would say that that's true. I think we have many ways to help with that. We have some very specialized instructors that are creating videos that students can watch and learn along with a video. We're doing some live meetings with students, with their parents, and guiding them through lessons. We're also making sure that parents have their basic needs met for our students. So if they are unable to go and get food and they're needing that, we have made arrangements to be able to pick those things up for them and get them to them. So the wide range of the services that we're providing is very different than it is during a regular school day. But our parents are actually learning a lot too. And so that's sort of an exciting time for them to see them being able to help their kids learn new things that they weren't sure that they could help them with has been really, really good for parents and for our staff as well.
I gather that relationships with parents are one of the few things that have actually improved during the pandemic.
Well, definitely there's an improvement there. I think because the only way we can have access to our students right now is through their parents or caregivers. We speak with parents on a weekly basis at least, and sometimes that's through a video meeting. Sometimes it's just on the phone, depending on what the parent prefers. And yeah, I think our staff have really learned more about what our students look like in a home situation with family to be able to even help them more when they return to school as well. They know what's most important to parents. I think parents have had an opportunity also to watch our teachers teach via video or via some online kinds of things, and they don't normally get to see that. And so I think that's been nice for parents too, to see how teachers approach that with their kids.
One of the issues in education, K-12 education generally, has been access to technology and the internet. Is that also an issue here?
Yeah, it sure is. We aren't requiring certainly that parents use technology to access instruction. We have whole teams of people that are weekly printing off materials and things to have parents come pick up, or we deliver it to their doorstep if needed. So there are many different ways to access the learning. Because, yeah, that's true. Even our students and families, they don't all have access to technology or the internet. So we have to adjust for that, too.
How effective do you think the kinds of instruction that you're able to provide now are with your students, because there's also, again, with K-12 education generally, there's been a lot of concern that, you know, students are, you know, just kind of falling behind because virtual instruction isn't as effective as doing it in person.
Well, I think primarily we've seen different kinds of things happen as far as students growing in different ways, maybe becoming more independent with some of the routines at home through the guidance of our teachers and staff. And because this has been a huge change in routine for our students, which is something that's hard for them to understand, we're also making those connections so that they know we're still here. And I think that emotional support is also something that we've seen kids really need and benefit from the kinds of things that we're doing. You know, we aren't going to know for sure how far behind some of their other skills might be until we're able to have them back in school and truly assess that, which we'll do. And then we'll have to adjust then just to make sure that we're meeting all of those needs as well.
Woods Edge deals with students who are quite a wide age range, doesn't it? So how does that affect what's going on now?
Yeah, we have students that are from kindergarten through 12th grade, and it really isn't, that part of it doesn't really have a huge impact. Each teacher knows the abilities and challenges of each of their students, and they tailor the instruction that they're providing, whether it's paper kinds of instruction or online instruction, to each student's needs. So that isn't super difficult. We also have a couple adaptive PE teachers, and they are doing instruction differently as well. Giving students either printed handouts for things to do to stay active, or they also are using video. Our music therapist also has videos for students to use. We often use those for calming techniques, which is very, very helpful. But as far as the spans of K-12 in our building, I don't think that virtual or online learning has a huge impact on that.
How do you think that all of this is going to affect Woods Edge going forward once, in-person instruction is able to resume in some form? Do you think there's likely to be, some long-lasting effects or changes because of the pandemic?
Well, I certainly think that there will be changes and changes in how we look at keeping students and staff safe moving forward. We've already been working on some of those. We are assuming that we may be wearing masks when we return and ask our students to do that as well, which can be a real challenge for our students. So our staff have already started creating videos and lessons for parents to work on desensitizing kids to having a mask on their face so that we can prepare for that. We will definitely look at how we are cleaning things in a much different light and how we share spaces and things like that, I think, going forward. We also are always pretty careful about that anyway, because we have a really vulnerable population in our building of students that have multiple impairments. And so we've always been able to be very careful as far as their environment, but we're reevaluating that again now.
In general, with all the talk that's gone on about the impacts on education of COVID-19, do you think that the needs of special needs students have sort of, if not being ignored, just have not gotten the attention they deserve?
Well, from my perspective, definitely not ignored or not getting the attention they deserve. I think it is, that it's challenging in order to do that. I know that local districts, because I have conversations with some of those folks, local districts have also been working hard to adapt materials for students that need it at home and things like that. So I don't think they've been forgotten by any means. I think the challenge is different for students with special needs learning from home. And so it's just been a time of learning, really, for all of us to find better ways to do that. I guess I would just like to say that the response of all of the parents that we work with has been phenomenal, even in this very difficult time where it's difficult to have kids at home, especially when some of the parents have to go back to work. They've been nothing but grateful, not upset. They work very hard with their kids, and they always have, but it's been a new kind of partnership. And so I'm just very, I'm very impressed with parents and all that they are trying to do. This is not an easy job. And it's certainly not when you're also trying to work as well. So that's, I guess that's the thing that I am most excited about. And when kids can return to school again, I think those deeper relationships and better understanding of all of that will only help us do better for kids. So it's a win, even though it's tough.
I should have asked earlier, how many students does Woods Edge have?
Well, in the building, we have about 185 students. And then we also have students that we run programs for that are in classrooms for students with autism and deaf and hard of hearing in the local school districts. We have about another 90 students within those local districts that are served by our staff.
And so they're also getting the, you know, the now distance service.
Yes, absolutely are, yes.
Angela Telfer is the director of Woods Edge Learning Center, part of KRESA. Angela, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.